fifth pack of Beitza Mishnah Aleph, one should not be involved in an extraneous tircha and yontif. There's no special need for it. Even so, Mashilim Perezech Aruba Yontif. If he left his fruit to dry on his roof and he sees it's going to rain, so he doesn't want the drying fruit to get spoiled by the rain, they permitted him to be Matriach himself to take in the fruit through the Aruba. The Aruba is a hole in the roof, a chimney or a skylight. Have a loy b'Shabbos. On Shabbos they did not permit this tircha. Mechasen peiros v'kelut nehadelef. One has fruit which he's not planning to use on yontif. Even so, he's allowed to cover them over with something to protect them from a dripping ceiling, which will spoil them. Chenkad yamik hadishemin. Also allowed to cover them over, even though it's not l'tzarich yontif. But this level of tircha for hefsa they permitted on yontif. One can put a kli underneath a leak in the ceiling, and when it gets filled up, he pours it out and does again. Yeah. Now this is talking about if the water that's coming down is usable. Either he can drink it, or an animal can drink it, or wash himself with it. Yeah. If it's muksa, then it's a problem. The problem is a kli meichonot. The only hetter for this would be is. It's in his dwelling area, and if he won't do this, it will be mekalkel the entire area. It won't be usable. That's a heter of grav shalvei. They permitted being top of muksa, so they should be able to use the room he's using.